Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Welcome to another episode of Measuring Success Right. Today we have the opportunity of hearing from Parker Gardner. Parker is a first-year Master of Accounting student at the Marriott School of Business at Brigham Young University. He has a diverse resume in consulting, journalism, tax policy, and accounting. He has worked for companies such as Cougar Consulting, a student-run consulting practice in Provo, Utah. He's interned in Washington, D.C., publishing, editing, and updating articles for the National Taxpayers Union. He has also helped shape the culture of the Marriott School as a director of the Business School's Student Council. He served a two-year mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Bogota, Colombia, where he learned Spanish and grew to love the Colombian people and culture. Parker is an avid scuba diver and tennis player. He is also our managing editor here at the Marriott Student Review. Parker married his best friend, Lauren, just over a month ago on May 30th, 2020. Parker, thanks for being here with us today.
Yeah, it's great. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I love that you're a tennis player, as am I, and I'm happy that you're also an avid scuba diver. That's a pretty unique touch on the intro that I was reading off of.
Yeah, scuba diving's a fun one. I got scuba diving certified when I was 12 years old. I did it as a merit badge for Boy Scouts, and it was funny because I did it about the same time that my two older brothers did. I think my older brothers were probably 14 and 16 at the time, and I actually scored higher than they did on the certification test, so I still hold that one over them.
Well, there you go. You're much more experienced on the scuba diving than I am then, but wow, Parker, we have a lot to talk about today. I kind of want to begin talking a little bit about these uncertain times that we're in with a global pandemic. For the business realm, it's difficult. And especially for us students, as we're looking for opportunities for internships, for jobs, many of them are falling through our hands. And it's important that we've had to adapt. So what would you say how have you been able to adapt with all of these uncertainty going on?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's been a little bit of a challenge. If I look at what kind of plans I had if we look back a few months, when I was sitting in my apartment in February, man, COVID has ruined a lot of my plans. I was going to be going to Washington, D.C. in March to visit some friends. Also, I was going to propose to my now wife out in D.C. That didn't happen. As well, I was potentially going to go on a trip to Dallas in April. That also didn't happen. Then I was slated to go on a study abroad for the entire month of May, and that also got canceled. And then I was supposed to get married the first week in June and then spend a week on a honeymoon. And well, we did get married, but we couldn't get married in the temple. And as well, we couldn't really do our honeymoon cruise or honeymoon to Mexico like we had planned. And then also, I was supposed to spend the rest of the summer then, my wife and I, out in New York City doing an internship. And that also got canceled. So yeah, it's been quite the process.
Yeah, to say the least.
COVID did a number on my plans. But I've learned to be flexible. And I would say one of the most valuable lessons that I've learned is the value of a network and just having people that you know to fall back on. Like, I look at a few different internship opportunities that have come my way since the pandemic and kind of since the summer started. And really, a lot of those opportunities have come from the people that I know. And just reaching out to other people and saying, hey, my internship fell through. Do you know of anything? Do you have any other opportunities? And just seeing the positive response from people has been encouraging to me and has helped me find opportunities. And it's been encouraging to see just kind of how the business world, especially the business world around BYU, has come together to kind of help each other out and to really try and get through this pandemic.
Wow. That's amazing how you have such a good plan B. You've really, I feel like so many times it's hard to see the positive out of this. And, you know, you hear about all these canceled plans, especially 2020 sounded like it was the year for you with your marriage, with your internship, study abroad, so on and so forth, and having it crumble, but you stayed on your feet. And I think that's one of the most important lessons that we can learn as not only college students, but as young professionals, as we go into the business careers in the future.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think one of the biggest lessons that we need to learn as students, especially in these uncertain times, is how to be flexible and how to just basically roll with the punches as they come our way, and just to not let anything hit us too hard and knock us down, and then just keep going.
Would you say you're kind of learning this now, or has there been an experience in your life that has kind of already prepared you for a time like now, where you've already kind of been in experiences that have prepared you to be resilient in making things happen?
Yeah, I would say some of it was definitely learned now, but some of it's just come over time. I can think back to my mission when I was serving down in Colombia. And I can think, I mean, a lot of us who have served missions kind of know how it goes when plans fall through and you have to be flexible. And I think back to specifically, I served 6 months on my mission as the financial secretary. And that was quite the task for a 19-year-old. And I think the biggest lesson I learned was it's impressive how much trust the church puts into 19-year-old missionaries when it comes to money. But I had to be really flexible with some of the plans, just trying to transfer missionaries from area to area, trying to make sure that they had the money to get where they needed to go and to do what they needed to do. And so I think that was a big learning area for me, and a big time where I had to learn how to be flexible and to really just adapt as the circumstances changed and to still be successful on the end.
Excellent. Also, tell me a little bit about what it's like being an accounting student at BYU, especially a master's in the master's program. BYU's accounting program, for those of you that do not know listening, is one of the greatest in the country. It is one of the most successful accounting students come out of Brigham Young University. So as you can imagine, it is, I'm sure, very difficult, very competitive. What lessons of maybe stamina have you had to sacrifice things? Have you had to find how have you been able to put away distractions that are short term for a long term goal?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think first off, the accounting program at BYU, just to echo like what Mark said, is great, and it's been an excellent opportunity for me, and I'm incredibly grateful to BYU and to the Marriott School of Business to be part of such a great program. And I'm really, really grateful for the school and the effort that they've put in to make this program so great and to make it what it is. Because really, the program without the faculty and the students is really nothing. And so I really appreciated all my professors and the students that were right there along with me. So I think going through the accounting program, yeah, you kind of learn how to, it's all about balance. And I think it really does take learning to sacrifice short-term pleasures or short-term happiness almost for the greater good or the long-term good. I had a lot of fun along the way, but they definitely, when I look at this last year that I just did, the junior year of the accounting program, compared to like my freshman year, and man, I missed out on a lot of social outings with friends or going to football games or attending volleyball games or other sporting events or social activities that I did my freshman year. And so it took a lot of sacrifice, but in the end, I survived like all of the accounting students thus far. And it was a great experience. And I think to any students out there who are worried about entering a program at the Marriott School, specifically worried about entering the accounting program, and because there's kind of this cloud around the junior core of the accounting program that people are so fearful of it that they fear that it's just basically going to bury them. And it is a hard year. It takes a lot of work, but you can balance it. and you can survive and you can do well. You can not only survive, I should say, you can really thrive through the program. And so it's a great experience and I would recommend it to anyone.
Awesome. Something that you said earlier, Parker, about connections, about how connections have been so valuable to you in order to adapt to uncertain times. Tell us a little bit about how to make great connections, especially in the Marriott School. You've been able to rub shoulders with some really incredible professionals. How do you form those connections?
As students, we have a very unique opportunity because we are students. And so we possess the ability to reach out to people that maybe if we were working professionals out in the world, we wouldn't be able to. Because if we reach out to people with kind of like a little bit of humility and almost wanting to learn more from them and wanting to understand kind of what they do and what their world looks like, then a lot of people, especially BYU alumni, are more than willing to reach back to us and to help us out. And so I would say the first step is just being willing to overcome that fear of being rejected and just to kind of step outside our comfort zone and just to reach out to people and talk to people of all different kinds, because sometimes the best connections come from sources that you wouldn't even know. And so, like, for example, I think about one of the like internship that I'm currently doing is a great one for me, especially given the circumstances with COVID. And the way I found it was through one of my cousins. And he just emailed it over and said, "Hey, I know you're interested in consulting, and I think this would be an interesting one for you to look into." And so sometimes the best connections come from sources that you wouldn't think are there that would be valuable. So really just reach out.
Excellent. Now, Parker, something that I was noticing about your background and your current work experience is how you are involved with many student-run companies with Cougar Consulting, along with the Marriott Student Review, both with, you know, a group of students. So what have you learned? Usually we have, as students, we have a professional, usually older than us, giving us directions and almost like a training, whereas these student-run companies, student-run programs seem to be on the go. You really have to make the most of it as yourself and along with your students who may also be inexperienced. So what lessons have you learned there?
Well, first off, the Marriott School is so great. There are so many opportunities for students to get involved with clubs and other groups such as the Cougar Consulting Group, and just to get out there and build connections, build work experience, and just learn. And so I really appreciate all the opportunities that the Marriott School has gives to students. As far as to answer your question, there's been a lot of lessons learned. The first one I would say is I love how much energy that students have. It's so great working with students, with my fellow peers, because everyone kind of comes with their own unique perspective. Even working with other accounting students or even just other business students in general, it's amazing to me to see kind of how each of us comes from our own unique background. And that diversity in background is actually really valuable to an organization, and how this diversity in thought can come together and form such great ideas and form such great movements and make good progress. Like, I look at what we've been able to do with the Marriott Student Review over the past year, where we've been able to more than double the downloads that we've had on our articles. We've been able to, more than double, triple the amount of content that we're publishing. We've been able to more than double the amount of basically downloads on our podcast. Like, all of that is because of students. And so to me, there's no better feeling than being able to put together a group of people and then unite behind a cause and then work together to achieve a goal.
Excellent. Parker, what do you think the business platform in the world is lacking that you've seen with students that needs to be carried in to your business career? Is there a specific attribute that you've been able to see as a student that needs to be more fully highlighted in the business world?
One thing that just comes to mind is going back to this idea of just being flexible, where as students, you know, especially like when I look at my past, I've had to juggle a lot of different roles, whether it be being the managing editor of the Marriott Student Review or being a student, or I look even at my personal life now, learning how to be a husband. It takes a lot of just being flexible. And I think as we can see, especially in these uncertain times, the businesses that are really going to survive, and not just survive, the ones that are going to thrive with what's going on, are going to be those that can be flexible and that can adjust their business model, that can retrain their workforce or refocus their goals and their efforts. And so I think this flexibility is something that if students can learn this, it's something that will be very valuable as we enter the workforce.
That is true. I feel like at times I think of the business world as they are the know-it-alls. We are the students. We learn from them. But it really does go both ways. We can both learn so much from each other with a student's energy and with the professionalism in the business world. I really think that we both offer so much in order to create a better society, to create a better economy. And so kind of cliche, I know, but you know, if you could give a Webster dictionary definition of success and what success is to you, what would you say it is?
Success for me is being able to feel personally fulfilled in all aspects of your life, because life is all about balance. And I think that that's one thing that we learn in the church, and specifically here at BYU, is that success can't only be your career. But if you look back and all you did was just focus on people or focus on your family and you didn't have a successful career, then maybe you personally wouldn't feel fulfilled. And so I really think success is finding fulfillment in all aspects of your life, finding fulfillment in your career, finding fulfillment in your education, finding fulfillment in your family, and finding fulfillment in your relationship with God. I think if you can find fulfillment in all those areas, you'll be able to look back on your life and feel that you are a successful person.
Thank you, Parker. And I'm sure that will be a continuing lesson as you continue as a husband and a future father, I assume. But thank you for that wisdom. It is so true that balance is tough to find these days, especially with distractions screaming at every direction. And it's sometimes for me so easy to, you know, oh, you know what? I'm not going to be all that productive today. Today's going to be a chill day. And at the end of the day, you feel that sense of, you know what? I let this day slide. It's not a fulfilling feeling. It kind of sounds funny, but it's true. So thank you for sharing that. It's so true. And then Parker, also thank you for sharing a little bit about the lessons learned through the Marriott School, but also through your personal life and personal experiences as a missionary, as the managing editor of the Marriott Student Review, and also with Cougar Consulting, and the pros and cons you've seen in it and how we can apply it to our future. So thank you for everything that you've shared with us today.
Yeah, I would just close with this, that these are uncertain times that we face as students, especially when we have to try and find jobs in an area of deepest unemployment in almost a century. And I would just want to tell students that although we do face a lot of uncertainty, there is hope and life is great. There's opportunity, especially here in the business school, especially here at BYU. And if we can just dig a little deeper and reach out to our networks and build those networks and those relationships, and if we can just always remember that God's in charge, then we can know that our futures are bright and we have a lot to look forward to in the years and decades to come.
Thank you, Parker, and thank you for all that you've shared with us. This has been another episode of Measuring Success Right. Please subscribe to our channels and to our social media platforms, and we'll see you next week.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.